Okay, we are hoping to finish Hilchos Mezuzah today. Simur Reish Tzadik and Reish Tzadik Aleph, which have one and three sifim. A total of four sifim. Let's start with Simur Reish Tzadik, I guess because it comes before Simur Reish Tzadik Aleph in the page. No, mathematics. Simur Reish Tzadik has not come up lahalacha to anybody here yet. The yisaidis are important. I'm sorry, the copies are all. Are there copies near the table? Maybe it's to somebody. Okay. Anyway, Simur Reish Tzadik. Oh, you have one already? Okay. Sefer Torah, Tefillin Shabalu. If you have an old Sefer Torah, Tefillin, you're ready to bury them. They're not usable. Ein oisin mehem mezuzah. So the Gemara says, Mailim b'kaydish ve'im oridin. Mezuzah is a lower kedusha than Sefer Torah and Tefillin. And therefore, one may not take an old Sefer Torah and turn it into a mezuzah.
So burying it is better.
That's what it comes out. There's a taz in Arachayim who's matmiya. Burying is better. It says if you're going to bury it, you're allowed to be married b'kedusha. He's talking about mishamsha tashmisha kedusha. You can make old Aron into a bookcase. But no one paskins that way. Shmuel doesn't paskin that way. So we say that you can't go down in kedusha. Now before we get to the Ramah, what's the mitzias? What's the havamina? You have an old Sefer Torah. How do you turn it into a mezuzah? So mezuzah has two parashiyos, Shema and Vayim Shemaya. Are they consecutive in the Sefer Torah?
No.
Right. How do you know that? One's a Veschan and one's an Ekev. One's a Veschan and one's an Ekev. So therefore there are two possibilities. Now listen carefully. What? Oh good, okay. So Rashi learns you cut out the Shema, you cut out the Vayim Shemaya, and you stitch them together. You make one out of them. That's how Rashi learns. The Taisus says it doesn't work that way. You need one. You don't stitch things together for a mezuzah. It's got to be one cloth. So Taisus learns that you bury it anyway. You're about to bury it. So you cut out what you need. You're not cutting the letters, you're cutting in between the lines. Between the lines. That's a good point. Okay, 1 second. So Taisus says you do one of two things. Either you go to Parshas Ekev, which has Shema, and if you're lucky and Shema's in the bottom of the column, so you cut it out with the space on bottom, and you write Vayim Shemaya in the bottom. Or Taisus says you take Parshas Ekev, and if you're lucky and Vayim Shemaya is on top, you cut it out and you write Shema above it. So let's see the Taz. The Taz is that Shloi Kesidron. Taz Aleph. Ein oisim mehem mezuzah ba'kaimetz in Masechtas Menachos. Kaswa Taisus. Dimrasla Dilma lahashlim zelashayna. Oy yesh. I have a way it could happen. It could go. The Parsha Shema b'Seif Amud. Vayis the Parsha's Vayim Shemaya beginning Shalomata. And he added Vayim Shemaya in the bottom. Oy, Parsha Vahaya b'Tchila Samin. Umayis the Shema beginning Shalomayla. B'Kasha. So the Taz, yes, what you're asking. Halachaluka Shekasim. On the case he wrote, Halachaluka Shekasim Shema Lamayla. On the case where he says you write Shema above Vayim Shemaya, Hahava Shalai Kisidron. It's not in the in the right order because Rishim Reish Peches the Pasul Vuvah Beis Yosef Kem Shem Bechilta Kem Lom Li Tamadei Meridim Belav Achim Pasul. That's his kasha. Nirali. So he says the Teretz the Tais V'Svira Leihu Shloik Sidron Meiri Dafka Bechad Parsha Atzma. Shloik Sidron is only in the parsha. Within each parsha, it has to be in order. But Shema Vayim Shemaya can be written out of water. This is the Taz's Hezber and Shitas
in Sitas Taisvis.
But two pieces, he doesn't have.
Two Seifrim is not a problem, for sure. Right. If it would be in order, it would be. No, why can't you have one Seifer? Yeah, I think so. It would certainly be kashin. Hilchos Sefer Torah, it says not to use a bunch of Seifrim because it looks manumer, it looks strange, a bunch of different hair writings, but it doesn't passel. I don't think you would need one cipher. As long as in time it was written in order, you have people who find that their Shalrosh is possible, they buy a new one. It's not the same cipher as the Shalrosh.
You have to know the Tvil. You have to know what it's important.
You have to know.
No.
Not that I know of.
No, not that I know of.
What? Yeah, even this Taz is Chiddush, that the two parshiyos don't have to be Kesidrim, certainly don't paskin that way. Even the Taz is Lashon is Tosfos Svirulei, and even here the Nekudas HaKesef is not happy with it. If you look on the side of the page, the Nekudas HaKesef, which is written by the Shach, is not happy with this Hamsa, and I'm not clear what his answer is. See the Kodesh HaKesef, like Hashemidi, that Taisus like Kassel Kain Elo LeDimyon. Dimishkach Asla Hashlama Barechad. Tais doesn't mean a halacha; he means an example. Lafuke Mipirsha Kuntreshiv Yisham Demayri Bebeis Oyreis Tfurin. So Tais is saying it LeDimyon. LeDimyon meaning it's possible anyway. LeDidam because but it's not a Ladino, he doesn't mean it. It's a daichik to say that Taisus means a Ladimian.
When you write something, it has to be written with that intent. So if you're changing it later on, it's not.
I mean, it's written Lishma for a Sefer Torah,
right.
So that's a Marid. That's, I guess, what it means, a Marid. That you wrote it, you're Magdish Lashem Sefer Torah, and you're going down to a lower level. Let me tell you. There's a Tshuva Nechsam Sefer. Pisri Tshuva sends us to a Tshuva Nechsam Sefer. He doesn't bring it. Pisri Tshuva.
Sefer Torah, what's filling? Shabalu?
No, it's a different one. I mean Beis. Beis, he just tells you to go there. He doesn't tell you what he says. This is really a Litvishuk Sam Seifer, which is offensive to Hasidim, but a compliment in the yeshiva world. Right? It's a Litvishuk Sam Seifer. Listen to this Sam Seifer. He wants to answer the Taz's Kasha. Taz asks that it's Shalei Kesidra, and how's it kosher? So the Seifer says like this. He says, look, a Sefer Torah can be written Shalei Kesidra, right? Sefer Torah can be written Shalei Kesidron, doesn't have to be written in order. Tefillin and mezuzahs have to be Kesidron. When he writes a Sefer Torah, it's a higher Kedusha than Tefillin and mezuzahs. So when you write a Sefer Torah, even Shalei Kesidron, he says, since Yesh B'chlal Masayimana, since a Sefer Torah is Kail Kedushas Tefillin and mezuzahs, that's why, if not for the fact that Eimer Eden, that's why you'd be allowed to use a Sefer Torah for Tefillin and Mezuzahs, even though it's Shalei Kesidron. Because it's like a backdoor entrance into being Makshirin. Because once you're Magdisha for Sefer Torah, which could be even Shalei Kesidron, so Memela, you could, you follow the Chap. It's a Chap, it's a Din. Even with Shalei Kesidron, it gets a Din Sefer Torah, which includes the Kedusha of a Mezuzah. So maybe it's included. This is the some cipher is chap.
Because
here he's writing. It does. It's a kasha on
Tosis. Right, because he's writing the
Shem
B'Shusa.
No,
he needs to explain. I think he needs to explain Tosis. That the Vayim Shemaya doesn't have to be Kesidra. Vayim Shemaya can be Shalei Kesidra. The Shema is the problem. Only one of them is Shalei Kesidra, right? So the one that Shalei Kesidra is the Sefer Torah. Maybe it's good. The Vayim Shmai doesn't have to be Kesidra.
Can you take the Zoto in general?
No, in the Sefer Torah. One has Kedusha
right,
Sefer Torah.
The other one, but then you have the problem. How do you write it afterwards?
The problem is with the second one, not with the first one. The second one is part of the Sefer Torah.
Can you take the Zoto and make it as the Sefer Torah?
What?
Can you take the Zoto, Hashem Zoto,
and use it the same term.
You can't use a mezuzah for a sefer Torah because it doesn't have the shema of a sefer Torah.
What?
Has to be written l'shem sefer Torah. That's mana, and you're changing it to masayim. That's a lower kedusha, and you want to use it for higher kedusha. You need l'shema for sefer Torah.
So that's
ma'ilim kedusha. Yeah, that's ma'ilim kedusha. No problem, but that's l'shema. It's missing l'shema. If you do it l'shem chayil, it's also ma'ilim, but it's missing l'shema. If you do a Shem Mitzvah, it's missing the Shem. That's why I just want to say that L'chaira, the Sefer is Mukhra for a different reason. Because who says the Sefer Torah is written in Kisidron? Forget about Shema, Vayim, Shemaya. Even if you take Shema and you add Vayim, Shemaya. Who says Shema was written in Kisidron? I mentioned to you once, the derech is to skip Hashem's name, to write it, and then to go to the mikveh and write all the Shemas. It's anyway written Shalai Kisidron. Mei Chateitz, it was written Kisidron in the first place.
He has to place so, Shema in an empty spot.
Shema is in the bottom of the column.
Bottom of the column, five columns later.
He's only taking that. That's all he's taking. Shema with the blank underneath and filling in via Shema and the blank under the word Shema. Under the paragraph.
Say that Shema was...
Yeah.
He's going to write
this. Yeah. Volume Shema, yeah. See, even by Taisus, the test Kisidron is still a problem. Even Taisus other Taisus.
What's the sense of the
to call the subsefer Litvish Shtikl Torah. The Siddim hold that the subsefer was Hasidish. He really was an Ashkenaz, but the Sisha world claimed him.
Problem understanding why mezuzah.
I didn't mean, I meant that talking to you.
Since the Sefer Torah, as Rav said, is not a Sidran, why should it have to be placed on something which is less Kedusha, have to go to Sidran?
Because that's the halacha. You're right. Something less kedusha needs more kesidra. You're right. You're right.
I can just say the put on the door.
No, no. You want to take the sefer Torah, cut out, and fill it in. That's the whole thing. Tysus is coming to tell you.
Yeah. They have a mezuzah that's the size of the sefer Torah.
Not quite.
It's one of them is big.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you cut a black cloth?
Oh, okay, good. Okay, I didn't get to the Ramah, you're right. Yeah, I understand. I thought I would have forgotten and moved on. First he's talking about the Sefer Torah itself. I have to talk about writing it on the blank gillion. Let me do the Ramah first. Avo mutal l'sakin ha-Sefer Torah atzmam gillion ne'seha. You could use the gilya, you know, the blank space of a sefer Torah for the sefer Torah itself. So, mainly you could fix the sefer Torah that way. Even if you want to fix the sefer, if you have another option, you have two options in a sefer Torah. You have a bad column, so, got messed up, got wet. You have a bad column that's no good. So you have two choices. Either you could fit in the words in the blank space between the columns, or you could cut out the bad column and stitch in or glue in a new gillion. So the Ramah says, "Im efshel sakdim yinachem b'shul sefer Torah mikvilim v'raitzel ledabek alof klafim leyachtecha glaynus l'sakda." Don't do it with the gillion. Do it with the new column. You can even stick on cloth, even though Sefer Torah is gevilin, that's all kosher. Okay, this doesn't answer your question, I'm sorry. The question that was asked, gevil is the, there are two types of parchment, cloth and gevil. So, yeah. The mechaber, I'm sorry. Oh, they have second of mechaber. In case of Israel, Gilyadi Sefer Torah. Okay, so it's there. But you don't write it even on the gillion, even on the blank. Okay. Right, Sefer Torah doesn't have to be Kisidron. Only Mezuzah and Tefillin. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The whole Kisidron we learn out... No. Sefer Torah doesn't need Kisidra and Tefillin Mezuzahs do. Okay, for Hayu. Okay. Mishnah Brura, in the Dinim of Ma'ilam HaKadosh V'Loi Meiridin, says that the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Mem Bei Sif Gimel says that if you have a Tefillin bag, you're not allowed to use that Tefillin bag for money. You want to put in, you have some money, if it's daka, you want to put it into a tefillin bag, that's awesome. Tefillin bag is tashmishe kedusha. You can't use it for that.
But not a
talisman. Right. V'mhisna unless you made it tonight. If you made it tonight, then b'cholin yin shari, then it's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says about a tefillin bag. Cheshar davar afil davar sheyesh bekedusha kol shulamatam tefillin kagay mezuzah. He says even to keep a mezuzah in a tefillin bag is aser because it's a lower kedusha, which is what we are learning here. Lefi zeh ein lase sidur bekisha yamuyuchin mitchila letefillin levad. According to this, you should not put a sidur into a tefillin bag. Afal pikein ein limchais bezeh. We're not making those who do it. Even the regilim b'zeh have a leki ilu hista mitchila. Just nowadays, the bar mitzvah boys, part of their tefillin bag is they get a mirror and a siddur, and they stick it in. So it's like they made it tanai, and therefore it's mutter. Memela mezuzas you could put in as well. So this is the basic halacha of Emorim.
Are we saying exclusive?
If it's made just for tefillin, you can't put anything else in, even with the tefillin. Yeah. But if you made it tonight in the beginning, then you could.
When you buy it in the store, I mean, you make that tonight. It's not the person makes
it. Actually, the rule is this. On a tashmishe kedusha, we say hazman alav milsehi. If you have a tefillin bag and you plan to use it for tefillin, the preparation doesn't give a kedusha. Only on the gufa kedusha, we say hasmona milsehi. And as you buy cloth for a sefer Torah, hasmona is milsehi. That's a gufa kedusha. But not a tashmishe kedusha.
A tefillin bag that was used for Rashi, you can't use it for Beinu Talmud.
If you use the bag for Rashi, you can't use it for Beinu Talmud. That's right. You can't, because it's ma'al mitusha v'emirin. Assuming that Rashi tefillin are the chiyuv and Rabbeinu Tam are not. Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam would say, Rabbeinu Tam being chiyuv for Rashi. We go with Shulchan Aruch, that passes like Rashi. So, Mishnah Berurah says, again, still quoting Sif Gimel. By what? It's usually the use. No, you can make it tonight. Mishnah Berurah says, since everyone does it, it's kilu hisna. It's like you made it tonight. Here in the shul, the first week we came in, I made it tonight. I made it by Shal Shudas the week before. And when we came in the first week, that all the Tashmishe Kedusha are the Ferish tonight, that we use for other things. Because you see, sometimes on a bima, people put their hat down on a bima, or put a pushka on a bima. They put things on a bima, even regular safe. So we made it tanai in the beginning that everything is b'tanai. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says the Sifkat Nechav Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says Klaf Hamu'ubid L'shem Tefillin As Lichtav Alev Divrei Chayal Dazmana Milsehi. Hasmana, even if the cloth is just prepared for a sefer Torah, you can't use it for tefillin and mezuzas. So Mishnah Berurah makes a chilek. It's a gemara, really, in Megillah. Aval hasmana leguf ha-mitzvah, but if you pair something for a mitzvah, going tzitzis, shayfa, lulav, sukkah, ner chanukah, afilu osan lekach, even if you made it for it, loy mitzvah, dasmana lav milsehi. For tashmishe mitzvah, we say hasmana lav milsehi, and tashmishe kedusha, we say hasmana milsi on the guf hakedusha, which is the cloth, but not on the gartel or the other things that I used for a sefer Torah. So that's this halacha. First shmuz I heard from Rav Palm one day. My rebbe was in Rav Elia Chazan shir, and one Friday he wasn't there, so I went to Rav Palm shmuz. I think it was before Shavuos. So he spoke out a Beis Halevi in the Agdama. The Beis Halevi says that we say Hazmana l'guf ha-kedusha is milsehi. Hazmana f'tashmishe kedusha is la milsehi. So the Beis Halevi there writes that the klaf of Torah Shavik Sav is the Sefer Torah. The klaf of Torah Shabbal Peh is a person. A person. He's the Beis Kibbel of Torah Shabbal Peh. So the Beis Halevi says a person who's mazmid himself was Makadish himself for learning, he becomes the Gufa Kedusha of Torah Sheba'al Peh. He says that's why it's also Shtavish B'Talmud Chacha, because he's the Gufa Kedusha of Torah Sheba'al Peh. But he says, Hazmanim we'll see. It's not, talking about Shavuos, I think. Hazmanim we'll see, preparing for it and being Makabal all our Torah. He says, "Mana milsi." That's also
called Gufa
Kedusha. That was his idea.
Okay.
You're showing that you're Gufa Kedusha. Okay. Good. Okay. Anyway, this is the basic rules of the Sif. Okay. Let's go on to Reis Tzadikim. Munagei LaHalacha and three Sif. Sif Aleph, Mezuzas Yachid, Nivdekes, Pamayim, Bishav Hashanim. A mezuzah of a Yachid, we check twice every 7 years. In this shul, we have a kvius every 3.5 years to do Bedikas Mezuzas. It comes up again this coming Pesach. We're going to do, believe that, we're going
to
do Bedikas Mezuzas.
Oh,
so it does have to be every 3.5 years. Nivdekes, Pamayim, Bishav Hashanim. The language is twice in 7 years. Sharabim pamayim biyavul, twice in 7 years. So the argument is made that twice in 7 years. Why does it say once every 3.5 years? Because you just got to more or less stick to it. You get to it twice in 7 years, it should be good. So Chaim Knievsky in his Masechtas Mezuzah says it's not so. How does he know it's not so? He says because it says Mezuzah Siachim Dekas pamayim b'shev hashanim, Sharabim pamayim biyavul. He brings another brisa that says mezuzas rabim nivdekes le esr v'chaveshanim. So you see, pamayim v'yayvel is dafka, because that's 25 years. So memela, this also should be dafka every 3.5 years. That's what he says. I took out the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan just says check every 3.5 years. He doesn't even say pamayim l'shaveshanim. So it seems that it's halacha that has to be checked once every 3.5 years. Now, how do you check a mezuzah? Do you have to pay a sefer to check a mezuzah? It depends how much patience you have. The halachi is, when you check a mezuzah after 3.5 years, you do not have to check that it was kosher 3.5 years ago. You don't have to worry that it was checked 3.5. It was already checked then. That didn't change. The lashon of Rashi in the Gemara is you have to check shema nirkava or nignava. Nignava means you have to make sure there's something in the case. You know, maybe someone stole the mezuzah. Nirkava means it got ruined by the weather, it got ruined by aging. So therefore, if you really want to check a mezuzah yourself, you want to save the money, you can check the mezuzah on your own. You have to check, you have to look at every letter. You have to make sure every letter is complete. Now, you're not a baki in ksiva. You don't know ksav Rashi, ksav Rabbeinu, ksav Rizal, ksav Rizal. You don't have to know any of this. It was written kosher originally. You can assume that the original writing was kosher. You don't have to look for chseris and yeseris. Just look at every letter and make sure that it didn't break, it didn't crack, and it didn't run. If it's still in the original thing, in the original shape, you can do it. And as a practical matter, you can do it. You can take a mezuzah. It depends how many you have. A house full of mezuzahs, it's very hard. But it happens. Sometimes people check the mezuzahs in the house, they go to a cipher, and they remember, oh yeah, I forgot the ones in the basement. I forgot one or two. So you can check it yourself. It's not so difficult. You have to just be patient and make sure that every letter, you go through the letters, they're complete. However, the one area that needs great care, if you're going to check a mezuzah yourself, is when you roll it afterwards. When you roll a mezuzah, if you're not experienced, you fold it. You would fold it at the beginning before it starts rolling. A fold on oisis of a mezuzah is likely to crack the letters. So you have to be very careful when you start rolling the mezuzah to roll it, not fold it. If you want to do a very tight roll in the beginning, you're going to crack it. You have to do is roll it loosely, and then by turning the inside, tighten the rolled up mezuzah. And that's the way you have to check. I think he brings it to, you see the Shurei Bracha on the bottom. Shurei Bracha is the Chida. The Chida wrote Pirkei Yosef. And then he wrote, there were actually two Svarim, Machzik Bracha, Pirkei Yosef, Machzik Bracha. And then he wrote Shurei Bracha, whatever I left out. So Shurei Bracha, he happens to bring Rashi's Lashon and Yuma Daf Yerala, Pirsh Rashi, Nivdeka Shema Nirkeva Oynignava. You have to make sure it wasn't stolen, and you don't have to make sure that it wasn't ruined. Now it's very interesting what the Shirei Bracha says. He says ulepirushai nivdekas imnigdava ain't tzarich livdek bifnim. You don't have to unroll it. Make sure it wasn't stolen. You just take a look and make sure it's there. Vazes saimchem ruba da'alma. They bake him in nirkav. They don't check. They check from the outside. Aval Rambam kasev v'firish harishai v'nochli reshemayim lahachmir haradak. That's only nochli reshemayim to check it carefully. V'liadal nirad leishak hanleimer desaimchem pirish sheni derashi kasev desaimchem pirish hasheni. You rely on Nignava, the Rashi Kasim Shtei Chashashis, B'Shtei Mieshlachish, you have to Chashish that it was there, Kaveh, Einam, Pirushim Chaluk, and Vizah Pashat. Now, the Yerudak understood that two Pshat, and Nirkava is one Pshat, and Nirkava is another Pshat. So anyway, you have to be careful to check the inside as well. And well, that's what the Yerudak used, but he's saying that that way. Yeah.
Did that mean start the cycle over again? Maybe you can't check two early, check after one year. You get another three and a half years.
It's not the no difference in the draw in there.
It has nothing to do with the
You get ruined in the draws?
We're paying so much money for mezuzah to take a chance of hustling.
It's
much better to have a
soul. Okay, Rabbi Mark endorses what says in Shulchan Aruch. He agrees with it. He says you're paying so much for a mezuzah. We say you're paying so much for the house. You might as well have the safety mechanism. In
you might have to get a lawyer.
Moisture doesn't ruin plastic, it ruins cloth. Pisrei tshuva aleph, mezuz yachid nivdekas, kasa berke yosef, v'yishesh lai harbe mezuzais kivuais. He's got a lot of mezuzas in his house. U'badak sholesh benu matzik sheiris. He checked three and they're good. So maybe it's like lettuce, you know, you check three heads of lettuce, you can imagine the whole bunch. He says, no. Afilu achi tzarech livdei kol shar mezuzas shekava bai, that he put up that time, at the same time, not every spot is the same. It could be that one spot got ruined, another spot didn't. Bays, Nivdekes, Kosev Beseda Chavudid Nil Ksav Yad, Mishakashov Lahitzi Yamazuzah. So the Yamazuzah is very hard to get it out of the wall or out of the case. Well, the bite cover, right? So he says, an idea. Why do I got to check the mezuzah? I'll just put a new, fresh, good mezuzah. That's what he wants to do. On next to it. The kosher love of the Yishana. He doesn't want to take the old one. Also, Mishum Bal Taisif. So you should be careful. Vizak, she has a mezuzah, Shalai Lepaisla. On the two doors. And the two mezuzahs. That's a good question. They're supposed to. When you go to a cipher, they check it before they give it to you. If you get it in the store, probably I don't imagine. But in the store, I think I don't think it's. I don't know. I don't have a stance for so many years. You're right. Okay.
How come is such a discrepancy between the Yochid and the Rabbim?
Why is there a discrepancy between Yochid and the Rabbim? It says because the Rabbim are, everyone's going to push it off to somebody else.
Yeah.
The top shach. Kol dov shusho rab, mein la triach aleim harbe, shoyim u kol echad yasa chaveirai. That's why we're not mechayiv to every 25 years. We do it anyway. If the seifrim comes, so they do it, yeah.
For some reason, doesn't he do it higher?
It's interesting.
It doesn't sound like it's as strong as
chayiv. I hear what you're saying. It doesn't say chayiv, it says divdekes. I don't know. I don't know the answer. Okay. I don't know. The Pesachuva Gimel brings a rabbim. There were a bunch of shutfim. They said, we're a rabbim. It's enough once every 50 years. So Pesachuva says, that's not a rabbim. A rabbim means a tzibor. It doesn't mean a bunch of shutfim. What? One shmir once. Sifbeis. Sifbeis has a number of halachis. So let's try to take them one at a time. First one, Hasecher Bayis Mechaveirai. If you rent a house from your friend, Hasecher Chayav L'Kvayi Bei Mezuzah. It's not the landlord. It's the tenant. The tenant is obligated to put a mezuzah, not the landlord. As a matter of fact, if you own a house and rent it to a guy, you don't need a mezuzah at all. Somebody called me. He bought a house, an apartment house. He sent me all kinds of problems. The roof is leaking and the boiler went. So he asked me if he could put mezuzahs on. He says, I'd be a lux of mezuzah. Who lives there? Goyim. I told him, no, he can't put mezuzahs on. He says he thinks he needs a mezuzah for Shmira. He's having all kinds of problems. So I told him, no mezuzahs. What? No, when you buy a house, usually someone about to sell a house doesn't replace the roof, you know. He patches it up, and that's it. At any rate, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Ulesake mokim kviyasan is to set up where it's placed. Now, Ramah, afilu, this is a chiddush, the Gemara, afilu sachar bayis b'chazaka sheyesh by mezuzah. When you rented the apartment, they told you there's a mezuzah there. So you figure, I have to spend money on mezuzahs? Loi havi mekach tos. And now you find there are no mezuzahs. It's not a mekach tos. Why? Nichalai l'Yisrael, the leva mitzvah b'mamayne. The Jew is happy to spend money on a mitzvah, even though Bishas Maisi is upset. But he's really, I'm saying from the Gemara, I'm saying it by heart. So, what? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you rent a place and they tell you the mezuzahs are there, you'll save it. You'll save yourself money. And then when you, the cases where he wants to trust the other person and it's not there. Fascinating Birkei Yosef. Look at this Birkei Yosef. The second one. Listen to this. Im sochar bayis the cheska she'im by mezuzah. He rented a house. He said, I don't want there to be any mezuzah, so I want to do the mitzvah. So he rents the house the cheska she'im by mezuzah. Va'acha kachamaskir kova mezuzah. And then when he rents it, he finds the mezuzah's there. U'kishaba ha'secha l'kvaya mezuzah matzah shekvar kod mayamaskir. He already found there's a matzah. V'yaitzalit eshubekatosh. He wants to back out of the rental. He says, you know, one of the things I was looking at having an apartment is to do Mrs. Mezuzah. So can he tie it to Mekatos? Kiyotim zed nishol mayri arav, b'tshuvas nefba b'kesef, eves devorav, orachayim lamed zayin, tof lamed zayin hey. I looked it up. Tof lamed zayin hey. Listen to this. Somebody rents an apartment, Erev Pesach, he's coming in the morning, the cheskas, they weren't baidik. I want to do the mitzvah b'dika. Ain't they baduk? He moves in. It's baduk. The guy checked for chametz. He says, mekatos. I wanted to do a mitzvah b'dika. Chametz. This is my b'chol yom, you know. What? But not if there's no chametz. There's no mitzvah. It's about chametz. So what's the din? Do we suspect he's backing out for other reasons? And this is an excuse. So the Chidah writes there that Hakol Afi Ra'ois Einei Hamayra. You got to talk to them. If this guy seems serious and he really meant it, he's only renting the house for the mezuzah, because chametz, then he's right, and it's a mekatos. But you got to question the fellow and see, you know, what type of person he is, if it's likely that it was. Okay, I spoke out at one point. Rav Palm, the Chazainish, which Rav Palm would quote. He said he writes in Yiddish, "Mereis nish mezuzas." It's a rule that if you have a kosher mezuzah, you don't take off a kosher mezuzah to put a nicer one. If the one that's there is not kosher l'chol hashitis, you take it off to put on another one. But if it's kosher,
that's like the hidden mitzvah that we spoke about in the Sefer Torah.
Yeah, we're told you don't have to be vaidic. I hear what you're saying. I'll tell you, it was checked a year ago. So Meraisnish Mezuzah, it's a bazillion to separate mezuzahs. I recently mentioned elsewhere the Chuvas Marsham, Chelek Vav Chuvah Gimel, where he writes, if you have in your Aron Kodesh a lot of Sefer Torah, you shouldn't use only the Mehudadika one. If they're all kosher, you should use all of them sometime. Because it's a bazillion for the Sefer Torah. It's not the same thing, but it's similar. Anyway, it would seem from this Birkei Yosef is a raya to this rule that Meraisnish Mezuzahs. Yeah. What's the problem? You come in, he put up mezuzahs already, so what? Take off his mezuzahs, come have a good day, and put on yours. So it seems that this would be, maybe it's a raya to, you can even fact check if it is a raya,
well,
but... right. Yes, let's see. Until time to be Vedic. Yes, if you trust him, if you don't trust him. It's a taina. If you're going to take it off to be Vedic anyway, then...
A lot of times, when you take it off, the guy moves out, he's in the house.
We'll get to that now. The Rav Sivaita. What happens? Now we'll talk about the person who's moving out. Let's see Shulchan Aruch. This is one of the most upsetting issues. People get very upset. They move out. They're spending $1 million on a house, but they can't take along their 8 mezuzahs, which cost $400 or $500. They get very, very upset. So I found the Eitzah recently, because people ask me, you can't take it. Really? Can't I? So I found the Eitzah. The Gemara says that someone once took him out, Umesu Ishtayu Banav. As soon as I tell him that, what it says, go one thing at a time, you can switch. Sheyetze lo yitlenu biyadai. Vimhikpira ma'iseha. Hashem yitzarech l'shalem lai. If he's makpid on the money, then the second person has to pay him. But we have to understand why the second person has to pay him. He's mechuyev to leave it there. So it's not so clear why if he has to leave it there, why does the second person have to pay?
Yeah.
So there are two possible understandings. One understanding is, there's a rule in Bava Kamma, let's say I leave food in the street and your animal eats the food. What's the din, Shane, Rishus Sarabim? Potter, you don't have to pay. I left food in the street, your animal's allowed to walk in the street, Shane is potter. But you have to pay Masha Dehenis. You have to pay the benefit. You don't have to feed your animal supper. So, Mishale Mashinahenis, that's a general obligation. That even though you're not mechuyev to pay Atzmazik, you have to pay Mashinahenis. It may be that this chiyuv to pay is Mashinahenis. Someone left his mezuzah, he's mechuyev to leave his mezuzah there. But I'm a nehenna. I benefited from his mezuzah because now I don't have to buy mezuzahs. Mishale Mashinahenis. I have a financial benefit. I have a savings. But the difference is, if what I'm saying is true, if he has $100 mezuzahs, I don't have to pay him $100. Right? Just like an animal eats big fancy food, I only have to pay the Beis Sairim. I only have to pay Mashinahenis. According to this, you only have to pay Mashinahenis, which is a smaller amount. However, if you understand that I'm mechuyev to buy the mezuzahs, that I take ownership of the mezuzah, Mashinahenis doesn't mean I own it. If I'm taking ownership, then I should have to pay its value. So it's a nafkamina in this area. Usually when it comes to ma'aseh, you try to negotiate, the expensive, not expensive, you try to negotiate. Now, what you're asking, a person who has expensive mezuzahs and has to leave is allowed to switch them for 100% kosher, but less expensive mezuzahs. He's going to use the mezuzah. It's not a question of a bazillion to the mezuzah he's taking down. He's taking it down to put up on his new house. But a person is allowed to switch it for other mezuzahs. I had one of my children moved into a house, and they rented a house, and the mezuzahs on the apartment were Sephardic mezuzahs. So they switched, they took it down, and they put up Ashkenazic mezuzahs. When they moved out, they put it back. They put back the Sephardic mezuzah kosher. So they put back the mezuzahs they found, and they took the mezuzahs that were there, which is also okay. What?
The people moving now and think that they have Ashkenazi mezuzahs.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they're all kosher mezuzahs.
If
you're
adding
to
it,
it was
ksav
ari,
that makes it... I'll
get into that again, but some of it is ksav velish, which is... What? So what about switching mezuzahs? What about a bracha? So it's not so clear. There was a pischei tshuva in Reish Pei Tes Aleph who said... Reish Pei Tes Aleph Kosev Berkei Yosef Sassim Reish Pei Vav Im Heisir Mezuzah Lebaitka. If you take off a mezuzah to check it, and you want to put it back after you check it, you should stop making yivarech. A suffix, and you bring the same mezuzah back if you make a bracha. He said, one minute, vihine, ain't let you vana lafonai, case la yadati, makam a suffix, am I lay havazet, kumai pasha talisi adas lazo lasatipai? Why do you make a new bracha? Why are you a suffix? If you take off your talis to put it on again, you don't make a new bracha, it's filam las lazo nicham. He says, Shami Yeshlai Mahachalai Havi Adas Lazo Lekaiva, the Shami Yimtz Apostle. He says, that's not called Adas to put it back, so you might find it possible. Now, if you find it possible, you're going to put up a different mezuzah. Right? Now, you're going to be possible. You're still going to put up a different one. It's clear from the Pischei Tshuva that if you take off one mezuzah and put up a different one, that you need a bracha. You take off one, you put back the same one, you don't make a bracha. Unless you're doing it to Baidik, which is, means you're a mesupik of its kasha. So, if you put it in a different place, it's a different mezuzah, you make a bracha.
So,
if
you do
it
Baidik, we have to do a bracha then.
So, you guys should stop it. He doesn't say you should do it. If it stays overnight, we do it. You will put it back if it's good.
Right. So, the only stuff.
When you take it down.
Yeah,
when you took it off, though, you were like your previous.
You took it off, you don't know 100% you're putting it back.
What?
When you put it back, you definitely want to.
No, Sasson, last time was checked because the mezuzah doesn't change. Now, what happens if the person who's moving in says, take the mezuzahs? Yeah, I'm not going to pay you for it. You want them? Take them. Pischei Tshuva Zayin. If he says, if you want them, take them. Again, the Birkei Yosef, he's heavy into the simon. Pischei Tshuva Zayin. Shiyetze lo yitlenu, ayin Birkei Yosef shakasav. Let's say where he's moving, he doesn't have a mezuzah. It's not likely that he'll get it. That's a different din. That if you have no mezuzah for your new home, then you can be semech and take these and take them there. Because of I. And the Birkei Yosef writes additionally, as soon as I move out, he's moving in the next minute. Ze nichnes, ze yaitzei. Ushneim lechainim. And they both agree. Ze lo haitzi mezuzasai, veze lachnes shaloi taketh. He's going to take his off right away, and he's going to come immediately. Mishamish kenisa v'yitzia. Taketh. Mishamish Knesset Yitzia. And Alaf Agav, Dolei Shayach Bezeh Hani Tamim, the Yisamu Ba. Even though it's not Shayach, these reasons, the Shadim, not going to be any Shadim. Afilachi Loi Plug Rabbanon. He says, even in such a case, he gives you permission to take it. He says, I'll immediately put on new ones. So, Afal Pikein, you should not remove them. What I tell people to do is they tell the new tenant, he says, I don't want to pay you, I'll bring my own. Say, fine, Bishas. Bring your own.
Bishas.
When? Bishas instead of Mishamesh. Okay. Okay. So he says that you should not do it. And what I tell them to do is let the new guy moving in, let him take off the old ones and put on the new ones. You know, Sakana, I'm not playing around with Sakana. You don't want to pay me, you want to switch it, so that's it's up to you. See you do it. He'll bring it to me. I tell him, he'll bring it to me. Bring it to me. We have in shul a mezuzah gemach. We have at home, I have a pile of mezuzahs for people in such a situation. They're moving in. They need a mezuzah and they have to wait for the other mezuzah. So it once came up and someone bought mezuzahs. He gave them to me for mezuzah gemach.
What? If you're renting from a guy and you have a yid moving in after you, do you say it goes back to the guy then?
Okay, that's the end of the mechaber. Let's see it. The last part of the Mechaber, im sachar habayis me'akum, if you're renting from a landlord who's a guy, or the new tenant is going to be a guy, so then night lovey yitz. Now here, think for a minute. If the landlord is a guy or the new tenant is a guy. Now obviously if a guy's moving in, no mezuzah fam. What happens if the landlord's a guy but the new tenant is a Jew? You see they came to look at the apartment and you see that I'm moving in. What's the thing? Pisre tshuva tes. A big chidisher of Yaakov Ebden. Socha bayis levi kechavim ayim b'shilas yayivitz chel pesim b'kuf rabbe shekosav ein chilek imo v'kechavim ba'asma yod b'yachakach. There's no difference if a guy is going to live there afterwards. Oy, sheyaschar oysa liyisrael acher, or if he's going to rent it to another yid, because of Ida, Hashem Rulayt, let me say, well, there are chiyuv. If it's a guy, you have to take him. Shem Dumas, he'll never be needed to be ziyane. So he says that that you're allowed to take it out, if even if the yid that's coming in is a yid. Chai Knievsky brings this lahalacha, so I don't know. I would think that if you look inside of Chai Knievsky, he writes, because of a chashash, if it's a guy owner, a chashash that he may end up, a guy's going to move in. He writes a second reason, I'm not remembering it at the moment. A chiyuv to take it out. So I don't know, I think if you're handing the key to another yid, it's not going to the guy, straight from yid to yid. So you probably should leave the mezuzah. It's hard for me to say, not like Rabbi Yaakov Emden. But nowadays, I remember the second reason. Rabbi Yaakov Emden gives two reasons. One, it might come day be Zayim B'Yadai. He gives a second reason. It says in Hilchas Tzitzis Siman Chaf that you should not sell a talis to a guy. Why? He may disguise himself as a yid and make trouble. Which unfortunately with the Palestinians today we know is that way. They'll disguise himself as a yid and make trouble. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, let a guy have a mezuzah because of two reasons. Maybe he'll come day be Zayim. And maybe the guy gets a hold of a mezuzah, he'll use it for some nefarious thing to make believe he's a guy Jew, and you put a mezuzah in Brooklyn, you get collectors, they all come in. So you do it to get the collectors to come to his house. So there you're.
He says not to do it.
They want mezuzahs.
Oh, then we'll see that in a minute. He talks about non-Jews
who want mezuzahs.
Yeah, if you're renting to a Jew as a mummer, you're not required to put up a mezuzah. He's not religious. Okay, mummer means in practice. It takes an ishba. But Reb Chaim Knievsky is mesupik. If you leave the mezuzah, he's mesupik, and there's a chashash, it'll come lidei b'zayin. Sometimes you have them, they're traditional, they're happy to have the mezuzah there. And then it's not going to come lidei b'zayin.
Is there any requirement for me to give him mezuzah?
No, there's no requirement. You're the owner of the house, but he can rent. He doesn't rent from you, he'll rent from someone else. So it's chariv or dinar, it's no lifnei iver.
So
Rama goes on. Today there are guys who want mezuzahs for protection. And he wants to put a mezuzah on his door. You're not allowed to give it to him. Going to do bad to a Jew. Shari, then it's mutter. It's very interesting. Rabbi Shah has a tshuva. If you could give him a blank, this is an empty mezuzah case. You give him an empty mezuzah case. He says, out to Mekatos. What's a Mekatos? A guy just as much shmira with the mezuzah without the mezuzah.
Meat
can't allow to
sell to a guy
because
he'll give it to a Jew.
You mean the
Eichlis
can't sell
mezuzahs
to a non-Jew?
The Eichlis cannot sell
mezuzahs
to a non-Jew. That's
so what do they do? They ask him, are you Jewish?
Because the guy of course. Well, look, if a guy buys, you assume that it's you assume that it is that way. Stechemed brings a shayla. If you could write a mezuzah shaloi lishma to give to a guy. You write a mezuzah, regular mezuzah, shaloi lishma to give to a guy. He brings a machlaik, he says, Nitzim was not here. Says you can write shalai lishma. It's just as good for a guy lishma and shalai lishma. And he brings some Sephardic cipher that say different. A guy's not of Hashem's name. So, yeah, why is that not a mekatos? Why is not a mekatos? If you give him a blank mezuzah case, it's sure mekatos. If you give him one that's written shalai lishma, you can write a mezuzah l'shem use of a guy in a thing. So I don't know why it's not a mekatos. Yeah, it'll be a mikshol because the yid is going to get it. He's going to think that it's a good mezuzah.
And it's the same thing with the meat. It's really the same thing.
If a guy's moving in, you're mechuyev to take. What? Why is the mezuzah on the door? Look, you see, obviously, if it's safe for 50 years, it's not going to come to a bazillion. It's not going to come to a bazillion if it didn't until now. You definitely don't have to check it, that's for sure. But they'll sue you for what? For what? Probably it's not worth the amount of money that you're charging him. I don't know. I assume not. I assume it's not a shmir. You write the guy's name on the cloth. Okay? You write instead of the Shemus HaMalachim, you write Star Shalaisov on the outside. There is a shaila about an apartment that's going to be left empty. And you know it's going to be left empty for a while. Whether you're mechuyev to leave a mezuzah. So the Yaakov Emden in the same tshuva writes, if the landlord's a Jew, you should leave the mezuzah. I don't understand it. If I own a house, I'm not selling it. I own a house and it's empty. I could take off the mezuzahs. What are mezuzahs on empty houses? No chiyuv. So I don't know exactly why he says that. That if it's staying empty, if it means if it's likely a Jew will end up moving in, then yeah, leave the mezuzah on. Maybe if it's likely a Jew will move in, it's the same as someone moving out. But if you plan to renovate the house, then you should not need. There is a letter from Rav Henkin that was printed in the Amat Torah Journal decades ago. Rav Henkin writes, in a place where they paint a lot of apartment houses, the policy is between tenants, they paint. In a place where you know they're going to paint, you're allowed to take off the mezuzahs when you move out, because you know they'll paint before somebody moves in, so you're allowed to take the mezuzahs. That was Rav Henkin's heter. They're going to take it out anyway. But I don't know. Lemaisa the Pesach Tshuva said that even if you make up with a Jew, he's moving in, he's going to switch the mezuzahs. Still, you shouldn't be the one to take it down. So they're going to paint. You should tell them, when you paint, give it to me. Unless it's a chash, the painters are going to ruin it. They're going to throw it in the garbage. But otherwise, they usually take it off. But all right, the final sif gimel. Hakoyel chayavim b'mezuzah filodashim avadim. How do you know, ladies, I'm a chayiv b'mezuzah? Because it says Laman Yirbi Yemeichem, the Gemara says Noshi Leiboy Chai, right? And the women don't have to live, so they're also Mechliyim and Avodim like Noshim. But Mechaz Chayes Haketanim Lasis Mehem Mezuzah LePischeyem, Mechana Ketanim also. And if even though a Jew is not living there,
why do I need that?
Pischeh Shach Dalid. David says Shos Magrama, but I except Laman Yirbu. I think Tavim Ino is that it'll be hookish to fill in that are only one. The shaila here is whether a cotton could put up a mezuzah. Or for that matter, a guy? Could a guy or a cotton put up a mezuzah? When people ask me, I tell them no. But there is a question. The question depends on the lumdis of dine mezuzah. Is the mitzvah putting up a mezuzah? Or is the mitzvah living in a house that has a mezuzah? If the mitzvah is putting up a mezuzah, then there's no question that he's a brach l'kvaya mezuzah. So if the mitzvah is l'kvaya, to put up the mezuzah, then you need it. If what? L'kvaya. But on the other hand, if you look at Pesachei Tshuva, he brings the Magen Avraham, if you move in, it's there already, you could say l'adur b'bayi sheyesh be mezuzah, which is at least the Magen Avraham shita. So this is something I watched the Achalukei Deis, the Sharmam Tzira Bahalacha, in the beginning of Siman Yer Aleph. Very interesting piece. He writes that a cotton could put it up. He quotes the Barab Shik and the Marshag. Barab Shik was, they're both Rabbanim in Hungary after Barab Shik was a Talmud of some cipher, and the Marshag was a Talmud of Barab Shik. So he says, if you look at the Sharmam Tzira Bahalacha, he says, Barab Shik, Marshag, but Tamani, that the Marshag doesn't bring the words of his Rebbe, the Maram Shik. So I was curious. I looked up the Maram Shik. It's interesting. The Maram Shik doesn't talk about mezuzahs at all. Maram Shik talks about tefillin. Somebody, le'aleinu, who's not able to put on tefillin. Let's say he puts tefillin on his left hand, and his right hand is in a sling. He can't put tefillin on his left hand. So he has someone else put it on. So the Maram Shik says that a isho is not mechuyev in tefillin or cotton. Could put the tefillin on his arm, because the mitzvah is not putting on the tefillin. This is wearing the tefillin, even though we say the alaniach also. But the mitzvah is wearing tefillin, not putting on tefillin. What? Okay. It's still the mitzvah. Vahayu. It says also vahayu. Right. Says no. Okay. That's your zaydish tekotayr. But anyway, the Maram Shik says that's the mitzvah. The Hartzvi has a tshuva. Sometimes you put on your shalyad, and then you realize the sleeve is under. You pull out the sleeve. So you pull out the sleeve, do you have to undo the tefillin and put it on again? So he says, this vart, he says, since the mitzvah is having it there, not the kshira is the hechsher mitzvah, so therefore, the Marab Shik says that a cotton could put on the tefillin. The Marshag is talking about mezuzah. So he's matzviya, why didn't bring his rebbe? It means he should have brought his rebbe. You said it by tefillin, it should have been medama milsa milsa tefillin to mezuzah. The tefillin goes away a little bit. It's not exactly the same shalom. But I just don't want everyone to go without me telling you that the Stechemet, Chelik Dalid, page 249, he brings from the Chikrei Leiv that holds that a cotton can't put up a mezuzah. Just like a cotton can't put the strings into the beggar of tzitzis, a cotton can't put up a mezuzah. So there are chalukei deis on it. And certainly, l'chatchila, you should not have a cotton put up a mezuzah. It should be put up. A woman could put up a mezuzah, but not a cotton. Now, as far as paying a guy to do it, there's a fascinating Machta Ephraim, Tshuva Yer Aleph, Machta Ephraim, Dinei Shluchim, Shlichus, Ois Yer Aleph. Machta Ephraim has a shita that Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi, which is a Gemara in Bav Metzia, Yoru Yer Aleph, Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi, if you pay a guy, then, even though there's no shlichus for a guy, but poyel there is. He says, a guy can build your makkah and you make the brach. And then the same thing here. He says, there's shlichus for a dvar aveira if you pay him. If you want to get an aveira done, just pay him. If you do shlichus, it'll be his aveira. If you pay him, it's going to be the aveira of the sender. See, he says, yapoyel ki ad rabbi supersedes dinei shlichus. I have at home a machna Ephraim with Rabbi Kivegas Hagois. Rabbi Kivega says he agrees with the whole Machne Ephraim except doing mitzvahs through Goyim. Paying a guy to do a mitzvah that Yapoyel Ki Ad Rabbi, that he doesn't agree with. Shechus Varavei, other things he agrees with. But Ozchia, Dine Maminis, you want a guy to buy something for you. There's no Shlichus La'akum. If he buys it, it's not yours. If he's a Poyel, then it is yours. But not by a Dvar Mitzvah. And therefore, you have to be careful. The mezuzah should be put up. Be put up properly. Okay, the question before we break is where we're going next. We could turn the page and do Shiluach HaKein if you want, which is short. We could turn the other direction and do Hilchas Sefer Torah. So Sefer Torah, Shiluach HaKein, Shiluach HaKein is interesting. Rav David, Shiluach HaKein, it's only three sides.